Procurement Organizational Structure and Strategy. Procurement organizational structures can be located at different organizational levels, which impacts logistics' relationship with this function. Then the process of developing and executing procurement strategy is addressed. Note that the rest of this topic addresses some of the steps introduced here, such as a spend analysis. Procurement organizational structure. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines sourcing as the process of identifying a company that provides a needed good or service. It defines procurement as the business functions of procurement planning, purchasing, inventory control, traffic, receiving, incoming inspection, and salvage operations. Procurement thus includes purchasing, which is a less comprehensive term. Procurement can be located at the executive level, for example, a vice president of procurement, at the director level, for example, a position that reports to the vice president of manufacturing, or at the operations level, for example, a position that reports to materials management. Its placement reflects its perceived strategic importance to the organization. Greater authority will reflect that procurement is expected to provide a strategic advantage or keep tight profit margins from eroding. Procurement can be centralized, decentralized, or a hybrid of the two. Centralized procurement concentrates purchasing authority at headquarters, which helps when negotiating cost-saving contracts to purchase in volume or in enforcement of the use of preferred suppliers. A trade-off is that it fails to leverage local purchasing expertise. Decentralized purchasing does this, but can result in more suppliers with fewer economies of scale. Decentralized procurement is effective when different divisions of a parent organization manufacture product lines that require fundamentally different raw materials, such as circuit boards in one subsidiary and chemical compounds in another. Hybrid systems can provide the best of both worlds, for example, using technology to enforce use of preferred suppliers, but allowing local contracts for other purchasing, perhaps with headquarters supervision to minimize risks, for example, audits. Procurement strategy development process. Procurement strategy is based on organizational strategy and needs to be complementary to the organization's objectives. The process of procurement strategy development may look like this. Scan the organization and the market, such as by using a SWOT analysis related to internal and external procurement strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The analysis will look at procurement technologies and culture to determine readiness to collaborate and develop relationships. External scanning will provide information on the opportunities and constraints related to sources of supply in various regions of the world. Develop a procurement strategic plan that aligns with overall organizational strategy. Logistics and supply chain professionals may be able to help ensure this plan and the supply chain strategy are complementary too. Perform a spend analysis, address make or buy decisions, and understand process owner sourcing requirements. Set evaluation criteria and evaluate supply sources, analyzing potential alternatives, and pre-qualifying some suppliers, narrowing the list of candidates to those who are fully qualified to provide what is needed in sufficient volume and quality. Execute the strategy by selecting, negotiating with, and awarding business to selected suppliers. Finalize contracts, understandings, and agreements with suppliers. Set management processes and onboard/transition to suppliers. Maintain suppliers by monitoring and controlling them, providing feedback, communicating, analyzing costs and savings against goals, and continuously improving the suppliers, the procurement process, and relationship management.